Hachette Audio presents The Loop, how technology is creating a world without choices and how to fight back. Written by Jacob Ward. Read by Jacob Ward. For Julie, who saved me. For Josephine and Juniper, who will save us all. On their way toward modern science, human beings have discarded meaning. The concept is replaced by the formula, the cause by rules and probability. Max Horkheimer and Theodore W. Adorno in The Dialectic of Enlightenment in 1947, translated by Edmund Jeffcott. Introduction. The Generation Ship. Whenever our future on this planet looks bleak, we can't help but think about other planets. We've spilled over our place in nature, and we can't seem to get along well enough to agree on our shared salvation. Let's go somewhere else and start over. How far away is the next habitable planet, anyway? Interplanetary scientists despise the notion of translating light years to a speed that you and I can grok as a number, the way we put a number to the speed of our own cars, so it always falls to journalists like me to thumbnail a best guess as to just how long it might take to carry us that same distance. Bear with me, please. Our current rocket technology can propel a ship through space at speeds of roughly 20,000 miles per hour. By the standards you and I are used to, that's incredibly fast. In our own atmosphere, the friction against the surrounding air at that speed would melt through any material we've invented and would incinerate you and me before we could even strike up a conversation about where we were going and what we wanted to build when we got there. But let's use that speed as a benchmark, because in space, that speed is a terribly slow rate to cross the enormous distances between planets. Mars, whose orbit is directly adjacent to our own, is the most survivable other planet in our solar system. But that is not saying much. Sure, other planets are more horrible. Piercing the 30-mile layer of clouds that surrounds Jupiter, our rocket's engines would begin to either choke or overfire in its flammable nightmare of hydrogen and helium, and then would die completely as they hit the liquid form of the same stuff roughly 13,000 miles past the cloud cover that keeps us from knowing anything about what's beneath that poisonous ocean. That
sample complete. Ready to continue?